This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Iran is no stranger to economic sanctions. Some of them have been in place for decades now. But this past June, the Obama administration placed a new round of restrictions on an organization not generally known outside Iran. It's called Sittad, and it's one reason that the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, has been able to stay in power so long. Steve Steklow is the co-author of an investigation that Reuters has been doing on that group. The investigation is titled Assets of the Ayatollah. Steve, welcome to the program.
My pleasure, Kai.
This group, Sittad, which is, in translation, called Headquarters for Executing the Order of the Imam. Where did it come from? How did it get started?
It was actually started by an order that was issued by the original supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini, who 2 months before he died asked two aides of his to manage and sell properties that had been abandoned and to donate most of the proceeds to charity. As we found in our series, many of the properties weren't abandoned at all, but they had belonged to ordinary Iranians who had left the country for various reasons, just ordinary people who moved to places like Los Angeles and Europe and things like that.
What does Ayatollah Khamenei, the current supreme leader, do with this money? I mean, you say repeatedly in your investigation that he lives a very frugal lifestyle. He's got threadbare carpets in his apartments or in his house. So what's he doing? How is he using these assets to help bolster his control of that country?
Well, Kai, as you point out, we found no evidence that he personally enriches himself with this. However, money is power. One thing he does, according to people familiar with the matter, is that he uses it to rule the country. He's got at least 500 people working for him in Tehran itself.
Give me a sense of how big Sittad is in comparison to the Iranian economy.
It's very difficult to get a precise net worth because their accounts are secret. But we documented about roughly $95 billion worth, which exceeds the value of the oil that was exported in the most recent year that statistics are available. Now, again, I think it's the sort of vast scope of this. Basically, they have stakes in every sector of the Iranian economy, including the energy sector, banking, construction companies. They have a charity division as well that has invested in the pharmaceutical industry. So I think this is a matter of explaining why Khamenei has been so successful in maintaining power over such a long period of time. It's now been 24 years.
Steve Steklow is an investigative reporter for Reuters. He is based in London, which is where he talked to him about his series that's on Reuters right now. It's called Assets of the Ayatollah. Steve, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.